Now, June, I have a question that is probably on the minds of a lot of people that mm-hmm. are going through an economic struggle at this point in time. How do you continue to survive during this economic struggle owning your own company?
Ooh, it is definitely Jesus. That is for sure. You know, because, you know, you get to the point and you have to raise prices, you know, within your company, and you have to kind of match up and break even. And, I mean, it's a lot. And it's truly the grace of God mm-hmm. that I'm here. With any company, making sure that you have a high level of professionalism and customer service is a priority that draws your customers and your clients to you, and it kind of sets you above the rest.
Okay.
So if we didn't have that, I think we would just be like just any other salon, another salon out there, and we probably wouldn't have lasted, you know, not at all. That's my opinion.
So there's a standard that you have to set.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of obsessed with professionalism here.
And it pays off. It pays off.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. And I think, that's what we mostly hear from a lot of the clients and new clients, mm-hmm. you know, when they have had their first service and when they're leaving out the door and they say, you know, I have never been to a salon that was so professional. You know, I really commend you guys on that. So
yes.
It's obviously something that, you know, people are looking for.
Right. Exactly.
They're looking for.
Exactly.
And if that's what keeps them coming back, then that's what you need to do.